It's time to dig in and find out what's weird out there on Craigslist. Time for a round of Craigslist Price is Right. Woody has gathered strange stuff that's out there theoretically for sale, or maybe somebody's looking for a service or whatever. Chelsea and I will try to play against you on the phone, and like regular prices, right? You try to guess the price without going over. So that's how you get a point, and then most points, obviously, you win. A pretty simple explanation there. It looks like contestant number one is Michael. So hello, Michael.
Here's my dong.
Nice.
All right, well done.
All right, I like it.
And taking Michael on will be Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck Diapers. Good morning, everybody.
What is happening?
Cold beans.
What is happening? We get one guy who says, here's my dong, and then Chuck Diapers is the other guy.
Yep.
This should be a good edition of Craigslist Price is Right. All right, yes, fellas. Sir. You know how this works, so we'll start by having Woody describe whatever item number one is. Woody?
Well, first off, thank you to Jason, who found this on Craigslist and said, hey, this is a weird item. I bet Woody could use it for Craigslist prices, right? So thank you to Jason. And if you find something weird, you can email it to me, Woody at iHeartMedia, somebody who's looking to hire. So we're going to be bidding on what they are going to be paying you to beat me up.
Beat me up?
I need a man to beat me up. I know it sounds like a weird thing to ask, but I lied and told somebody I worked with when I didn't come into work that I had been beaten up. And I'm pretty sure they told the boss, and I cannot lose my job. So now I have to show up for work Monday morning looking like I got the crap kicked out of me, and this is where you come in. I need you to come over to my place and beat me up. Beat me up.
Easy.
I know. Careful. Whoa.
I swear I'm not kinky. I'm not into that. Now, I could come to you, but I prefer not to have to travel after you beat me up. You understand. I figure you come over to my place. We'll have a beer, since it's kind of a weird thing to ask a complete stranger. We'll chill, drink a beer for 15 to 20 minutes, whatever, and then you punch me a few times. I mean, like real punches. Uh-huh. And I mean, yes, a few of them.
Right.
We can work out a routine or you can improvise. Try not to knock me out because I don't have health care, and don't knock out any of my teeth since I can't afford a dentist either. I'm thinking 5 to 6 good body blows, and that should be enough to leave some bruises, and then probably 4 punches to the face. You don't need to be an MMA fighter or an amateur boxer, but you do need to know how to throw a punch. Sorry, feminists. I need a man for this job. If I'm going to convince my boss I got the crap kicked out of me, I can't have some woman beating me up. He was in the Marines, and I'm pretty sure he can tell the difference between a man punching somebody and a woman.
Try me. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
If you're wondering why I don't get a buddy to do it, I'm new to the area and don't have any friends like that who I can ask to kick the crap out of me. If you'd like to earn blank to beat me up, hit me up.
Wow, seems like a good side gig, right? Get your side hustle going.
Right.
So he's going to play. All right. He's going to pay. Can't afford a dentist. He's going to pay you $50.
$50 is the bid from Wilcox. Chelsea?
$100.
$100. Gotcha. Michael?
$55.
Gotcha. Chuck Diapers?
I'm going to go $1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price, $150. Wow. To beat me up. So you got that. Nice job, Chelsea, picking up the points on that one.
Like that's a little high. I have a feeling that there'd be somebody who would do that cheaper. You're wasting money on that one.
Right.
All right, one for Chelsea. What do we have for item number two on the Craigslist Price is Right, Woody?
Thanks to Joseph, who found this one on Craigslist and sent it to me. Woody at iHeartMedia, when you find something weird, I want you to hire my dog to kill your flies.
Excuse me?
I want you to hire my dog to kill my flies.
Your flies.
The listing goes like this. I know that during the summer there's a lot of flies, and I can't stand the way they go buzz all around my house. If you feel the same way and you want them gone, but don't feel like hiring a pro, you can text me and I'll bring my dog over to eat them. She likes to watch them, then eat them. And she's fun to watch do it, too. So he'll bring his dog over to your house to eat your flies.
That's flies, not fly, by the way.
Correct. Just
clarification.
Is this a per hour dog rate?
It's a flat fee. It doesn't say per hour. It just says I'll bring my dog. So, I mean, I guess you just Wait until the dog's done eating flies.
It's kind of awkward. I don't know, $25?
$25, gotcha. Michael?
Let me go $30.
$30 on that one. Chuck?
This is kind of like Weekend at Bernie's, only with a dog and not dead. So almost nothing like Weekend at Bernie's.
A wise man once said that, by the way, Chuck.
So I'm going to go $50.
$50 on that one. Gotcha. Wilcox.
51.
51. Actual Craigslist price. Nice job, Chelsea. $25. And she'll come over and eat your flies.
All right. I got Chelsea with two and nobody else with anything. So Michael and Chuck, that means whoever gets the third item here is going to walk away with the win. What do we have, Woody?
Thanks to Brian, who found our old family 15-passenger van that needs to go. The listing goes like this. We're selling our 2005 Ford E350 XL extended 15-passenger van. This van is missing a speaker in the side door, and my kids have been throwing random items into the speaker hole for years. So you may end up with some very special treasures in there. Mostly old chicken nuggets, but other treasures as well. This van has several issues, including a giant yellow scuff mark on it. That's courtesy of me and my battle with a yellow concrete parking divider. I did not win. The other one has a matching scuff, but it's in white. That one's courtesy of my wife. She completes me. The doors open, but with the side doors, the rubber liner falls off. It does its job, but it looks stupid when you go shopping. The van came equipped with automatic door locks. Unfortunately, they no longer work. Somehow something got reversed and the locking motor ran without ceasing unless you press and held down the button. Rather than taking it to get fixed, I duct taped the button down to keep the motor from running. At some point during the heat of the summer, the duct tape failed and the motor ran until it burned out. So those don't work. We're a family of 11, and every one of our children has thrown up in this van at some point in the past decade. Most notably, I have pictures of various stains that I can show you.
Sweet.
The van is clean now, but it'll always be inhabited by the ghost of vomit past.
11 people in the family, by the way.
The good news is the automatic windows work. The bad news is the air conditioner does not. There is a 20-inch TV mounted to the ceiling, and it's connected to the in-dash DVD player. This is a handy feature that helps distract the kids from the fact that there is no air conditioning and the smell of decaying chicken nuggets and vomit. It goes on for another 2 pages.
That's probably plenty.
Yeah.
Was there any indication of mileage anywhere in the 2 pages?
143,200 miles on the 2005 Ford 15-passenger van.
All right. Theoretically, Michael, for the game, what is this going to run you?
Let me go with $2,500.
$2,500. Gotcha. Chuck Diapers.
I'm going to have to go $2,500 and $1.
$2,501. Actual Craigslist price, $3,800. Nice job, Chuck. Nice job, Michael, too, by the way. Good bidding.
Thank you, Bottle Bitch.
What did he say?
Thank you, bottle bitch.
You know what? I'm loving it. You guys need to play every time.
Nice job, Michael.
Keep
thank you,
311, man. 311, I'll keep calling.
All right. We appreciate it, man. Chuck Diapers with a win.
Hey-o.
Especially on IPA day. Go down and suck one of those Johnnies down or whatever you said on your message earlier.
I've never heard that term before, by the way.
Who's Johnny?
Apparently somebody Chuck likes to suck down.
It's a name for a beer. All right, Chuck,
take
well
that
done.
One with you.
Yeah, we will, man. Enjoy your day off. If you find something odd out there on Craigslist, send it in. Send it in to Woody, and maybe we'll use it next time when we play a round of Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.